When I'm out walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm
Grandma's coming to town.
I'm high as a kite. I just might stop to
eat your grandma out.
Let us go on like I blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands,
big hands inside your grandma.
Beautiful. You guys worked that out. Welcome everybody to Keith and the Girl Hollywood. Craig Klein, how you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Good. And Christopher, did you guys plan that little duet? Or do I just not know the words?
That's how I learned the song, but I learned it in church. So I don't know how Texas is, the weird stuff down here.
Well, welcome, everybody. A lot of weird show times, a lot of stuff going on. Be sure you're subscribed to the podcast, Keith and the Girl. Also, of course, to the YouTube. We're doing something fun and special to get people excited about YouTube again. And so we're going to do this show. We're going to feature Rod Morrow in a second. We're going to do a Diamond Dogs and Last Week on Keith and the Girl crossover. Then later this week, we're going to do Newsy live on YouTube as well with a bunch of guests from the chat room. And then Friday night, we'll get a special guest in and we'll do the same thing. I'm planning on a Daddy Issues the following week. All this kind of stuff to get you horned up.
Oh,
to regularly understand that every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to go live. Must-see viewing is what I'm talking about. And I'm very, very excited.
And also, you got to get that VIP package. This week, I've been a lot of work, and I've been listening to that Keith McNally episode all over again.
Yeah.
My name is Keith. Literally the best thing ever.
Right.
I can listen to it over and over and over again. Well worth the money.
Nobody's exaggerating. KeithandtheGirl.com/VIP. And of course, in YouTube, you have your different tiers where you get bonuses and your whatnots. Are you able to explain that better, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it, but this is kind of the idea is a VIP preview. So maybe those of you that, you know, haven't taken the plunge, you're going to get live streamed on YouTube, these VIP shows at another level that you may not have seen. And then there's some kind of, I don't want to give away too much, but there's more fun stuff coming later this week.
Very excited.
Definitely be around.
Let's bring him in right now. Our pal and yours from the Black Guy Who Tips. Subscribe there as well. Rod Morrow. Hello,
Wait,
Rod.
I don't think you can say that.
You don't know what it's like. Right.
Hey, I'm trying to, man.
Glad to be here with the dogs.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. I got some camera angles I'm going to surprise you with. I probably blew your mind already. You probably came in your pants. As soon as you clean that up, I'm going to throw you a fart. Here we go.
Fart!
That was one take, but I could do it over and over.
Fart!
Wait. Can we just admire the fact that Keith put a fart sound on a button that's literally just him talking into a mic saying fart? Hold
Craig,
on, guys.
You want your mind blown?
Please.
Keith, go ahead.
Oh, man, that's good.
That was
that's
for my
good.
Body, too.
Did you guys
too.
Plan that?
It's what took all week. People are like, where's Keith been all week? This is what's going on a little bit.
Yeah, it's very Keith, exciting. You know how much I love impressions. I'm working on a new one. You ready for it?
Okay.
Fart.
Fart. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good. Rod, it's good to see you. How you doing?
Good, man. I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. Craig, lower your mic a little bit. We had to crank it for everybody to hear your art, but it's a little loud, and right now we got one strike.
We're too horny that. Over here, and Craig's part of that too.
But he is horny. He is horny. I do understand that. You know what? Let's get right to it. We're going to be going over everything that happened the last couple shows we did, of course. We're going to be going over the Diamond Dogs categories, what you yelling, where you watching, football. We'll throw these in during the shows that we cover. You're getting laid, of course, and politics, so be thinking about that, gentlemen. But first, it's time for Minimum Rage. Now, if you saw that, you are cleaning your drawers up right now, because what happened was so fucking awesome that, yes, you heard, of course, Kickstart My Heart, the song made famous when my dad ripped the plug from the vacuum cleaner. And said, what are you singing? I know you're singing something. I said, Kickstart My Heart. When I get high on speed. He's like, I don't like that. I'm like, no, they're not talking about drugs. Actually, they're talking about being sober, that the adrenaline is what gets them high. You didn't say anything like that. I'm like, what? He goes, you sang, I'm Jewish.
But it's important to note that that's different than I'm Zionist.
Two different things.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? And, so you heard that. And if you saw the video, then you saw a splash of cocaine. You see that the Keith and Girl logo I've been using of that big round head? He has a black eye now, carrying French fries. On the right. He's a black eye. Then to the right, there's a silhouette of a guy with blood coming out of him. And police line, do not cross, on the top left, taking over part of the screen, letting you know it is time for Minimum Rage. Rod?
Philadelphia man accidentally shoots girlfriend's daughter outside McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Did she get the fries?
I hate when that happens, man. A Philadelphia man has been arrested for accidentally shooting his girlfriend's 9-year-old daughter in the parking lot of a local McDonald's. Derek Marshall is facing counts of aggravated assault, endangering the welfare of a child, tampering with evidence, and firearms violations, among other related crimes in connection with the inadvertent gunfire.
Was he in uniform? When I worked at the shitty jobs like that, you had to wear a coat even if you hung around in the restaurant so that you don't represent the fine establishment of Kings and Eaton Park. So maybe if he's still wearing that M on his chest, yeah, now you got a problem.
Well, I think he was a customer, right? So he just he parked outside the McDonald's at the corner, and then he was walking with the little girl into the fast food joint when his weapon accidentally discharged.
It's always an accidental discharge, isn't it?
It's what you get. Happens. It's what you get from that shitty food. It's what you get from guns.
Never happened to me, ladies. Never happened to me.
We have a quote from Chief Inspector Scott Small, who says, "You seen her on video. Her legs buckle." So I guess that's when the shot went off.
Okay, so nobody, they were all on the same side, it just accidentally went off.
Just going into a McDonald's, sometimes your gun will go off.
When the
you
gun goes off.
Sauce?
It wasn't even sauce related, right?
No.
Happened to have happened there. That's what upsets them the most, these fast food restaurants. When they're like, we got to the bottom of it. It just happened to have happened at a place where that always happens.
Do we know exactly how the gun was holstered? Like, what was the position of the gun? Was it?
I would say inadequately.
Well, yeah. It seems like he had it in his crotch, yeah. Like facing out, like he's Megatron, the old school.
It's like even when a gun goes to McDonald's, it's having a bad day. You know?
Yeah. The gun is like, isn't this where shootings happen?
The customer accidentally lets the gun go off, and I'm an employee, and I got to look at my boss. I didn't do it. I didn't move.
That wasn't me this time.
Yeah.
I've actually seen one of these on YouTube. I've seen an accidental discharge of a firearm at the counter of a fast food restaurant.
What?
And this one was amazing. Because he sticks his hand, like he sticks his wallet back, and he's wearing like basketball shorts, right? An old white dude, and he fires the gun, and he like jumps, and he looks up, and he starts looking around him, and he's like, "What was that?"
Fart?
Holy! Did you hear a gun go off?
Yeah. And do the employees ignore it? Like they don't want to get involved either?
Well, they're looking around and they're like, certainly if somebody had just fired a firearm, they wouldn't be looking around surprised, right? Something's
That's
going
how you play
on
it
here.
Off.
But then
you've seen that Home Depot. They're like some pranksters in Home Depot, and he puts a bucket on the other a stranger's head, supposedly, and then puts it on his head so that he takes it off at the same time. What? What? That's what this gun dude is doing. It's like, what, you guys dying here?
I like that the employees didn't panic. They were like, no, you shoot after you order the food.
Right.
If you want extra sauce, just say so, sir.
They knew it wasn't him because they hadn't fucked up the order yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were like, this can't be us.
Give us a chance to fuck your order up, please.
All right? You didn't even say, right, you hear a gunshot. You didn't even say nothing.
Right. Damn it, sir. We wanted to ruin your day. Right. This accidental discharge.
So he took the girl to the hospital a few blocks away. She's listed as stable condition. They were able to track his car to the hospital. He was questioned, taken into custody. Yeah, I feel like that's an easy case to solve. If you're in the law and order fast food division, the guy bringing a 9-year-old with a gunshot wound to the hospital up the street, pretty much open and shut case.
Do we know if the guns, you said there were other charges. Was the gun legal?
It sounds like the charges are him trying to cover up the crime.
Ah.
They also recovered a pair of other firearms at the time of his arrest. So I guess he had some spare guns. Like, this guy really likes guns.
He's got to find his gun that's labeled Wendy's on the handle.
Yeah, this is my gym gun. This is my McDonald's gun. This is my library gun.
Got him.
What's today? Tuesday?
Got him.
Oh, no. Got
him. And then when you do shoot your loved one. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to say it was just an accident and I should still be able to keep my gun?
Well, obviously I wouldn't shoot my girlfriend's 9-year-old at McDonald's. I mean, come on, guys.
It was an accident. Now I'll be even. I don't even know how I would be more smarter about it, but I would be now.
How do you tell the mom? Like, if you accidentally shot one of your precious children, Keith.
I would quickly act like I'm taking the gun from the kid's hand. They go, what the fuck? How did...
Yeah. We do not shoot guns in this house.
No, I've seen this. What you do is you just wipe off the handle and then slowly slide it into their hand. And then kiss them on the forehead goodnight.
You know how in that
the officer knocks on the door and you open up and be like, they're upstairs.
You know how you're always telling Kyle, like, you need to discipline your kids? Like, hey, just trying to help out.
That's right.
You know, I'm not the stepfather, I'm the father that stepped up.
When do you want my input?
Right. The good news is he won't be raising his voice in here anymore.
Right.
Because he's going to have an artificial trachea.
Yeah.
That's basically why. The sound box is gone.
Hearing.
If it was any other job, they would. Everybody inside would still get a 15-minute break and a counseling session. Not McDonald's. Like, that was outside. And like you said, Bob, unrelated. Go watch the news. You might have to come to work tomorrow.
Bob, do you still see the cars in the drive-through line?
Right.
That's what we have to do. We serve them.
We try to curb the bullets, Bob. If you can keep an eye on the rest of the people.
The girl gets shot in the line, and then the person behind the register is like, next.
Right.
Serving order number seven.
And Bob, do you remember in your first week you watched 17 videos about how to be a McDonald's hero? And that's what you have the opportunity to do today.
Sir, if you're not gonna order, you're holding up the line.
Oh, that's funny. How do we?
And then everybody else that comes in, they're like, "Oh, sorry, the McFlurry's machine's broken. Somebody shot it on accident."
You know what? I honestly think they do when they don't want to work too late. I think they shoot their own Frosty machines.
I think so.
Everybody taking that? Like, oh, it was just shot. It's like you fuckers shot it.
Yeah, that's why they have a store gun there. You know what I mean? If the line gets backed up, you just shoot the Frosty machine, and that's gonna save you a little on the end.
They actually hold it hostage first to keep it from work. You're like, I'll fucking do it, man.
I remember being at a McDonald's and I'm like touching around the Hamburglar figurine. I'm like, do you have something on you? You're a hamburglar, for God's sake.
Yeah, you're right, Keith. I can totally identify with that. There was something erotic about that hamburglar.
Well, okay, hold on.
That also tells you what kind of business you are when one of your mascots is a person that robs the business.
That is true. That is true.
Like, we got a clown, a criminal, a fat guy that just won't stop eating here. It's crazy.
Amorphous, and
yeah. Interestingly, I heard that Grimace was a taste bud.
That's what I heard too. Yeah.
A taste bud.
Yeah.
That's the face I make when I eat McDonald's.
Turn purple. Well, that's it for Minimum Rage, guys. That we got to the bottom of it.
Thank you. So look at that. Even so much these kids have to worry about for that minimum wage.
Oh my
and it's
God.
Not even things related to them or their food. Really, this is...
Well, you know,
we're talking about teachers. Now, how about these kids?
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, that was just the one I picked today, but there was also one today where a manager pistol whipped someone for being late. So, you know, it's like it's a lot to choose from.
Hold on. We don't know the full story. How many times has he been late?
Eventually, it's like, what can I do to help you?
Yeah, right. All right.
What's the general attitude when he shows up late?
Right.
Now, I was going to say, Rod always talks about how there's just so many of these stories he could never read them all. I think Rod's algorithm at this point is if he types any letter in his keyboard, it fills it with a Minimum Rage story.
Right.
For a while, I was just, when we first started this, before it was like a segment, I would just put like McDonald's shooting in Google and it would just shit would come up in next Wendy's, you know, whatever. Now I have a Google alert.
You'd get an error saying there's too many pages to display.
Right. Well, some of the articles are like from 10 years ago, 5 minutes ago. It's crazy. But now I have a Google alert set up and it's just fast food crime. And every day there's something.
There's something. All right. Let me close this.
Four in the morning. You're trying to sleep.
I'm going
to
close this out with a megaphone fart. All right.
Oh,
pretty good.
Wow.
Another one take perfection.
Your Kickstarter dollars at work, everybody.
That's right. Thank you.
That's why we pay.
So now everybody knows what I was working on the last week. I had my birthday. I'll tell you something. Can I brag here, gentlemen? I had sex 7 times in 3 days. Is that a world record?
Wow.
Is that a world fucking record?
Did you contact Guinness?
I called and... They were taking a break too, I guess. They didn't seem interested. Yeah.
They said, "Sir, this is a Wendy's," and shot him.
they probably get that call like 20 times a day.
Like, how many times? I'm like, one long one? Call us later. I'm like, well, now it's 7.
And we then believe I believe in you.
Right. And then I got a cold, but you know, 7 times in 3 days, that can't be good for the body, right? It felt good, but of course, you know, you're not gonna end up whole after that. So I couldn't do the live Friday show like we were thinking about. But here we are. We got a bunch of farts. Happy Passover.
Here.
Craig, did you celebrate?
Oh. Well, it actually starts tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You sure about that?
You think so?
I think so.
Maybe it passed over him already.
Maybe.
Yeah,
of course that's
it could be today. Maybe it's today, but I think it's tomorrow.
God killed all the firstborns of parents who didn't slaughter a lamb and cover their doors with blood like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, so it was at a McDonald's or what?
Makes sense to me. Right.
What do you do when you walk out the house the next day? Your neighbor got the blood on their door, but they didn't tell you to put it on your door.
Right?
I know.
That's fucked up.
I don't even think I did my own door. I don't think
that was today.
Maybe somebody did my door, and at first I was mad.
That's Cheryl down the street did mine. Okay, it's a whole thing.
Man, you gotta get on the group text.
How's your oldest son? Oh, right.
But yeah, this was God when he was killing all the firstborns.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
This was everybody when the firstborns were killed for no fucking reason.
Oh no.
This is God not giving a fuck.
Fart!
Really comes full circle.
Yeah.
Holy it really comes
oh, my God. Kill them all, because why not? Fuck those kids. You know, they don't know.
I think we've peaked.
They went to... So they do all the plagues, killing the livestock, boils and lesions on your body. No one gave a fuck until they said, "Now we're killing your kids." Like, well, now you have powers. All right, you can leave, but leave the good bread and get the fuck out of here. So they had to take their stupid crackers.
My favorite part of Passover is eating around that plate of garbage food. It's like, oh, what like bits and pieces can we pull out and separate from like the garbage disposal in the sink? And then we'll just make little small piles of it. And then we'll represent these terrible plagues by each one. So when we eat them, we can say, boils.
There's like drumsticks for firstborn or something.
Yeah. Those babies.
And then the Jews are in the desert 40 years. They're lost because every so often they didn't trust God to light the way. And which why wouldn't you after you saw all the kids die in the boils and shit? You were part of that. You knew of it. And then,
you know, the older I get, the 40 years doesn't seem like that long.
Those 40 years ago, that was 1984. That feels like not that long ago.
Those kids that were born must never hear the end of it. It's like that generation's like, right. Nah, motherfucker. Care about your student loans.
Do you think what they're
what if you're like identical twins and you're like the second twin, so you were good? Like, I wasn't the firstborn, so I made it out.
They're dying in the desert. Do you think they think like, why can't God do a nice plague? Like a baloney or something. We're still starving and dying and we're thirsty. Oh, look, another quail egg for all of us to share. Fantastic.
Made the first like plagues look not as bad, right?
Right.
Because once you're in there 40 years, you're like, fuck, man, we had it good with the locust, dog.
Right. Well, you could eat them.
Yeah.
And for my next plague, your socks will feel wet for a year.
All right, get the fuck out of here. Speaking of this spiritual shit, when I was coming to my place, I passed, and then I had to go back to the store, and I came back. I passed this person like four times handing out one of those psychic reading cards. And it was clear that they were the psychic. And the fourth time I passed them, I'm thinking, can't you tell my vibe? What kind of vibe am I giving you that you're not annoying me with this thing in my face? Then somebody started following me that had a big sign that said, "Do you believe in Jesus?" But they're walking with me. And I go, no, thank you. And they go, "What? No, thank you?" And I go, "Sorry, I meant, we're still walking. Sorry, I meant no. Thank you." And then they said, "Well, he believes in you." And I said, "Of course he does. I'm real." And then he stopped. And then I got back.
Wait, how'd you get that flyer, though?
What's that? I took it the fourth time.
So they did know.
So they did know. Wow. And now here.
You ever think that God is...
It up.
They got powers.
You ever think that God is talking to you? You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's the proof. You know, like God, make it clear. And then there's five idiots that are following you. Like, hey, God's trying to talk to you. And you're like, but yeah, okay. Not
right.
Obvious thought, with somebody intelligent.
I had this thought the other day. What if God was one of us?
That's what I was thinking.
I believe it.
When you're on the bus.
I believe it because you see all these dumb motherfuckers walking around. How would they be that way? They were made in somebody's image. I didn't say it. So, yes, I'm sure that guy's probably a fucking moron. I think he is one of us. And this is what we got. And now you argue with family about who you're going to vote for in November. The guy's sleeping and farting in court over money. He lied about paying a prostitute, but then admitted it because he got caught. Now he's acting like that. God made that. And there's a jury of his peers there. God's. And I've been to jury duty. Everybody's sleeping. They're hungover, wondering if they're going to be picked. In fact, they want to be sent home. Yeah, God's one of us.
Not on this one. Not on this one. I don't care if Trump attacked me and my family and, you know, anything that I care. I want to be on that thing. I want to be famous for doing that. There's just no way that somebody like me could be on that jury.
We can all agree, right, that if you fall asleep in your trial, you did it.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Like, there's no innocent person has ever fallen asleep in court, dog.
I assume they proved I'm fine, right? When I was napping? No? Well, shit. So I have to wake
up. I'm so sure of my innocence. I am going to just sleep the rest of this through.
Here's some audio.
Like, you don't even understand lawyer speak, but you can't sleep in court. It's impossible.
Right.
But he did because he know he did it.
Right. Maybe.
Imagine he sleep talks and, you know, like admits to something else. You right. know what I mean? Like, the body's in the basement.
Like how they got that guy, the Jinx, right? He kept his microphone on in the bathroom. I totally got away with it. That's how you're going to get Trump.
Your balls are so big. I love your cock in my mouth, but your balls just way too heavy on my face. Can we figure something?
Donald, what was I saying?
What was I saying?
Donald, we can't
concentrate.
It really
works every time, doesn't it?
So Donald, supposedly, I'm gagging over here. Supposedly, so that's a gag order. Supposedly, the lawyers really are sitting there next to him, being like struggling to compose themselves because supposedly he's really farting so much. And this is from what they're saying is real sources, reporters that don't make shit up. I don't know.
Being his lawyer and the lawyer of any famous guilty person. Seems like the easiest job in the world.
Right.
It just seems like you're not really lawyering. You're going to lose. He did it. And all you have to do is do the press conference after, and you're like, this is all bullshit. It's a witch hunt. He's innocent. Fuck you. Fuck everybody. Suck my dick. See you tomorrow. We'll do this.
See you on appeals. Cha-ching.
All right, so
have a bowl of beans for dinner.
We covered the politics section, usually last in the Diamond Dog schedule, but that's out of the way, just so you know. We'll cover these as we go through the shows. Arad, if you would please tell us what happened on the last couple shows that we didn't cover of Keith and the Girl.
Okay, all right. First, I got to start with the sponsor.
Yes, please.
Today's show is brought to you by Inaudible.
Okay.
It's audiobooks. Yeah, it's audiobooks for your eyes. Are you trying to reduce your screen time but still have a good time? Well, Inaudible is here for you. You can sign up by buying books at your local bookstore or getting them from the library. And you can find yourself enjoying tactile books like The Dad Emails, which I'm reading right now.
Hello.
You can see your progress, and it's not on the screen. And it won't keep you up late at night because you're not supposed to be taking those UV lights or whatever in your eyes.
That's right.
So sign up for Inaudible. There's no website. Just go buy a fucking book.
People say, that's by the way, you bring up the Dad Emails book, and they say, right, don't fuck a guy that doesn't have books in his house. Buy it because it's funny and it'll get you laid, apparently.
Yeah. There you go. Put it in the background of your Zoom calls.
I'll be honest. I don't know how he reaches out to all of these brands that are so aligned to me. But these sponsorship, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I know I can trust Rod because he's always got the backing of corporations that I trust.
Craig like uses Shopliftify.
Of course.
So if people go to keithandthegirl.com/dadbook, they're automatically enrolled in Inaudible, right?
Inaudible.
Okay,
any book.
Okay,
but
right.
I would say go with Keith's book,
right?
Because let's here. Make some money, guys.
Yeah. these buns don't pay for themselves. Okay.
All right. these farts ain't free.
Imagine nobody bought my book. Nobody picked up my album. This is what farts would sound like. I wouldn't be able to afford the whole thing.
No, it was only 3.3 seconds.
Yeah.
all right. Episode 3806. Doubt It Thomas with Rod Morrow.
That was clever.
Oh, I love this shit. Oh, my God.
How long did it take you to come up with that title?
Did you come up with it?
No, I don't think so. You did.
Then fast.
Okay. Like when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's good.
I was real proud of it.
We talked about that.
Obviously, I'm talking about Doubting Thomas. And when my dad sent... I never thought he'd write me again after the dad emails. I really never did. I know the audience, I think in general, they seem to disagree, thinking he wouldn't be able to help himself. So he sent out, just to recap, a mass mail to me and all the siblings. He's known for a long time now not to include me, that I will mock it. Sunday of St. Thomas, he wrote, "Come, Thomas," this is in quotes because it's from the Bible, "and put your finger into my holes in my hands." This guy's a fucking pervert, I'm telling you. "And your fist so into my side." These are their alternative lyrics to Blister in the Sun.
I think he got to the garlic and honey part of your book. Right. And he was like, let me back that up a little bit.
"Come, Thomas, put your finger in the holes in my hands and your fist into my side. Look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes. Good boy."
Jesus.
Say you're sorry. Say you're sorry.
Oh, man. Did you get any more emails?
Well, I'll tell you. "Put your finger in the holes of my hands and your fist into my side and be believing, not unbelieving." And then Thomas said,
"Finger it down your mouth."
And Thomas didn't do that because that'd be fucking weird. He just said, "My Lord, my divine one." And I'd like to think Jesus just kept going and be like, "Nah, come on. Finger fuck it."
Touch it. Thomas like, "I'll take your word for it, man.
Put a bracelet
pulling
through it.
It open more, let fucking cuts fall out and shit."
Like like Freddy Krueger, and when that woman was on drugs and all the needle holes in her arms started opening up. That's when his things start moving.
Thomas is touch like, it. We don't even know what organs do yet. So what the fuck would it? Like, I don't know what's in there.
Yeah, you put your hands, you ever like, you're watching TV or something, you put your hands in your lover's hand, and they go to squeeze it, like grab it real quick, and you're like, ah, faster than you. I bet he does that with his holes to Thomas. Like, put your finger up.
What do you think the POV for making Jesus come from fucking his wounds looks like?
It's another hole.
What if you do it, and then Jesus tries to make it a sin because he's like, "That's gay now. Right. you gotta go to hell, Thomas. You fucked up.
Gotcha, Thomas."
And so I was
got the- him.
So I was the first one to write back to the whole family, and wrote, and then Thomas tried to gaslight Jesus and said, "Jesus, I never said any such things as to doubt you." And Jesus said, "I have it in black and white right here." And Thomas responded, "There is more which you do not know that I haven't told you." To that, Jesus said, "Like what?" And Thomas responded, "That is not for me to say." And scene. Then, as reported, my brother Ken writes.
Now, that was a very – wait, hold on. Yes, can we just please give that a beat?
Yes, you
because
may.
Because that was really well done. Thank I think you. That you nailed it. And for
I feel
everybody
like it was in the Bible. That,
you know what I'm saying? And for everybody that is just tuning in for the first time on YouTube, live experience, you know, this is matching Keith's dad's. He really did a great impression. A great dad
Thank
impression.
You.
And
you.
He didn't even use the word, "I'm a piece of shit."
And to be clear, he typed "end scene." He didn't just say that.
That's
just
true.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
That's not for me to say "end scene." Yep. So then my brother Ken, so that was 5 p.m. 11 p.m., my brother Ken writes. So he saw this, what I wrote. And he's one of these guys that just tries to make things okay, even though you're not helping in any way. Mm-hmm. "I don't know if there was gaslighting," Ken said, "but he definitely made Thomas feel self-conscious for asking because he never did put his fingers in the holes to see if they were real." Fascinating! I just said dad's Thomas or... and then I wrote, "Sorry for the confusion." This is to everybody. "I was comparing the Thomas in my story to dad trying to gaslight me." Then he goes for social norms again, like this dumb regurgitated email. "I certainly didn't mean to suggest I'm having a real conversation about Thomas. It's all just to say about dad, what is he doing?" Then my brother, you know what he did? After this, he didn't respond to the same one. He ignored the one that I wrote, went back to the earlier one. He definitely saw the one I did.
Oh.
Ignored that that wasn't there and then tried to keep the conversation going nice. I don't know if there was any gaslighting, but he did feel make Thomas feel self-conscious for asking because he never did put his fingers in the holes to see if they were real. And then my dad writes, now he can ignore the shit I wrote. True, but I guess it was obvious. After all, nothing prevented Thomas from taking him up on his offer, was there? Furthermore, each time after the resurrection, by the way, this you know dad's my dad's Jesus in this story, right? He just trusted his dad. I mean Jesus.
I mean he didn't have a reason, did he? I mean, what did Jesus do?
I guess it was obvious. After all, nothing prevented Thomas from taking him up on his offer. No, other than being the biggest creep in town. I think you invented magic. Nothing prevented him, was there? Furthermore, yeah, because you'd have to you go to Jesus and be like, you know what, let me finger fuck your holes. You're gonna be sent outside having to dig holes, believe me. Furthermore, each time after the resurrection, when our Savior appeared in that enclosed room where the apostles were hiding, which I didn't know he did that, Jesus went, hey, it's me, guys. What are you talking about? You want to put your fingers in my holes? No, you just appeared. That's plenty. He went into the where the apostles were hiding. He did so.
Prankster Jesus.
What's that?
Prankster Jesus.
Yeah, Prankster Jesus. He did so even though the doors were closed and locked. Yeah, you can just say that as it's a fact, sure. Did you ever consider the transformation of these apostles from being scared of their own shadows, okay, to proclaiming his divinity to the point of knowing that in doing so it was going to lead to their excruciating death in a variety of different ways?
What if Jesus
think about that, son?
Huh?
What if Jesus just locked the door behind him?
It's a dumbest
movie.
If he's appearing, so then my dad wrote, no, Ken wrote. Excuse me, that was dad. If he's appearing inside the rooms with locked doors, and I'm reading this, and I'm like, Ken, you motherfucker. Appearing inside of rooms with locked doors, then I'd say all the more it's not at all obvious, and Thomas should have gone through with it. Because this sounds more like a vision than it does a Jesus that came back to life. Yeah. What? Okay. This sounds more like a vision. Well, it doesn't matter if it's a vision. I'm not going to touch a vision when the vision's challenging me.
Right.
It sounds more like a vision than it does a Jesus that came back to life but kept the holes he had in his body for storytelling effect, but also perfectly healed the holes since there's no sign of blood anywhere. So it sounds like he's getting cheeky. I can't tell. Also, Ken wrote, Keith and Dad are talking. I'd like the record to so reflect. Dad, I'll bet
but
Keith could
not.
Tell you. Right. Dad, I'll bet Keith could tell you how to publish your book on Kindle.
Imagine that.
And then my dad wrote.
Imagine that.
It's so like I can't. Ken annoys me here a little bit. 'Cause you're not talking. He railroaded the conversation and just let your dad get back to whatever bullshit,
right.
Skipping right over what you wrote. Yep. You're not
He's
talking.
Clearly. He's clearly a type 9 on the Enneagram personality scale, you know?
I saw something like this on Reddit.
On the forums.
These are the people.
Like
I'm
real
like
type 9.
Yeah, real type 9 bullshit on the Enneagram system, if you know what I mean, guys.
That's the chart that tells you the what it means, the shape of your shit, right?
Yeah, I think it's... You touch someone's head and you can feel the waves and you know what type they are.
Right. Let's see. I think I have what you're talking about. I grew up in a Catholic school, blah, blah, blah. Ken's email behavior, says jcrow21, reminds me of type 9 from the Enneagram personality system. Basically Myers-Briggs, you know, INF stuff. Ken is doing classic peacemaker shit, trying to cut the tension by making jokes. Yeah, how do you cut the tension when I said, hey, fuck off?
Yeah.
Let me try to cut the
talking.
Tension. They're talking.
You guys are talking again.
Oh, look, and you're touching his face.
That was a joke? What he was saying?
Which part? The talking? I think it's a joke, and he's trying to be cute.
Oh, but he was having a real debate
but he still
the
thinks
story
it's
of
real.
Doubting Thomas, right?
Was he owning
your dad when he was talking about that stuff?
I think he
or
was being
he
cheeky.
Having like a real.
I think he's being cheeky, but nothing that could really be blasphemous.
It's hard to tell, you know what I mean? Because it sounds like they were having a clear... It's like the equivalent of like walking by an insane person that says like, I can turn my hair into gold. And then you sitting down to them and being like, no, exactly. This is why you can't. And, right. You know, it's like, what are we talking about here?
It's hearing me.
Yeah, before you sat down and talked with him, he said, I can turn my hair into gold. Somebody walking by the street said, fuck off, weirdo. And you said, I don't know about him, but I really don't know.
Yeah, right.
It'd be like
prove it.
If you heard me and Sadia talking, and you thought that meant we're having a conversation, it'd be like that. So I don't know what's going on here, to be honest.
And Sadia lives on. There you are, love. There you are, love. You made the live show.
Craig, I'm struggling. I really am. Then, love.
Uh-huh. I recognize it because I'm a 9 and do the same thing. I see why you're upset, but if it gets us more emails from Father Malik, keep it up, Ken. Keep fueling the fire. All right.
And did you get more emails?
Here's what my dad said. Ken, for the record, included me too, but a new email so you don't go back and see that second time I singed them. Ken, for the record, as of now, I'm sorry to say that my son Keith is hardly communicating respectfully with his father.
My Hardly. Son, wait, hold up. My son and not your brother. That is weird as fuck. Yeah. Not your brother. Your brother Keith isn't talking to me. No, my son Keith.
Right.
What?
I'm sorry to report, Keith, comma, attendee at my wife's funeral.
He might know that I have another brother who doesn't like, who simply believes in honor your father and mother almost no matter what. You know, so I feel like my dad's being like, I hope you're like that too. He's my son. I'm sorry to say that my son Keith is hardly communicating respectfully with his father. If he really wanted us to work together on projects. What?
He read the book. He read the book.
Yeah. The book that said, hey, we're finally working together. I signed it and made him sign for it. Yeah. If he really wanted us to work together on projects, he has a most strange way of going about it. Because I looked at the dad emails book and it is quite hardly flattering to this side of the conversation.
Hey, what if he finished your book and was like, fuck, it is good.
Right.
It's a bang.
Damn.
The way Keith goes about it is that first I reach out to Keith's wife and then.
Right. No, Kenneth, although I am certain he could help me in the publishing process, such as like presuming that the moon is only 1 foot away from the earth. You know that saying, right?
Oh, that old cliche. You know, is it hot in here? I don't know. Is the moon 1 foot away from your face?
That would be a ridiculous thing, wouldn't it?
Whoever said that? Whoever said that ever? And that's what you made up? That's the one you were writing and you were like, huh? The moon, 1 foot from your face.
He thought he dropped the bar with that. He was like, wait till I hit him with the 1 foot from the moon shit.
it's the beginning of the great American novel, the first book, which, by the way, if you go to /dadbooks, you'll see people
he
also buy.
Computer on the ground.
Right. And that book's like $5.99, the great American novel. But I do. So pick it up. I'm proud of that one, too. But in the beginning, it starts where he talks about my website that I had at the time, just shit I would blog. And for no reason, I just had a section that said lesbians. And you clicked on it and you just saw lesbian pictures before, you know, now there's 6 million in your phone. I was doing a service. And he goes, and he said about clicking lesbians. And I'm like, and he's like, there was a site I saw that I certainly did not expect to see from anybody with half an ounce of an Anne Flea's wisdom. And I'm like, what did you think it'd be? Wagon carriages? It's like, and then for a couple years, whenever you would talk about intelligence, it was Sand Flea. So I think now he switched to the moon being a foot from your face.
Okay. All right. Nice.
But Sand Flea related to these sandworms in Dune?
Which can't, it all comes from the Bible. Face, yeah.
You could just grab it. It would only be a foot. So like just out of reach, you know?
Like low hanging fruit.
That's how silly it is that you would think that it's only a foot from your face.
You know what? I'm realizing. I think your dad is full of shit.
What?
So it was April 7th, that the Sunday of St. Thomas. Everybody knows that. And then this last message about working together was 3 a.m. the next morning. Okay. Now cut to April 16th, my birthday being April 15th. And if you remember, the dad emails book starts where my dad reached out on my birthday to my ex-wife. Then later said, hi, how are you, to me. That was interesting that I popped up in your head. Anyway, April 16th, 8:52 p.m., all caps for my dad. Happy birthday.
Aww.
I've been thinking about that, though. I think that he was like, he was reaching out the next day, like, that it felt bad not to hear from me on your birthday. But I remembered.
I want you to know I remembered late.
He didn't say belated, though. He didn't say belated. Right. Saying belated is a move, and he didn't do that. He just said happy birthday on the wrong day.
There's a silent you bitch on the end of it.
Yeah. Right. Do you remember how Brother Love God
Make sure it's not in white text, right? For the other workers.
I need lemon and a candle. Remember Brother Love did a commercial. It was for Reese's chocolate cereal, and they couldn't get him to be excited enough. And then they go, no, add your bitch at the end. He goes, part of your delicious chocolatey breakfast, you bitch. And they're like, that is perfect. We take off bitch, you had the rest, perfect. That's what he's writing, this guy. Happy birthday. And I did write back, Jesus Christ, ..
Oh, nothing since Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Nothing since Jesus Christ like Jesus Christ.
Full circle. We go all the way back to Dominic Thomas and Jesus.
And there was nothing after Jesus.
Speaking of which, what did you guys do on Dominic Thomas Sunday, the 7th?
It snuck right up on me, just like Jesus coming into a closed room.
My Doubting Thomas fern this year was incredible. You should have seen it.
I'm more of a 420 guy now. back to the episode breakdown.
Yes. By the way, my dad was first for next year, so that's good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, April 16th.
Was I an asshole?
You were all right. I remember you being all right in general. Yeah. No, I
thought
like
so
that.
Too.
That was a good time.
We also ended on a cliffhanger, and I want to let everyone in the audience know that the studio audience did make it to the chiropractor.
Okay, good.
But that episode was so good, they forgot that they had an appointment, and they were just sitting in here listening to me and Keith, and they said, wow, this is so fun. They did make it to the chiropractor a little late. So.
Oh, no!
What was the poll?
The poll was, do you personally use more than one computer screen on the same computer? So I bought a second computer screen with all this excitement going on.
Humble brag.
I sincerely can't put the base in the motherfucking thing.
Is your penis too heavy?
Two screens.
I cannot get the base into this computer. I think it's something broken.
Of course.
I'm bad at all that stuff, though. I got to...
It's
like
incredible.
I
It's incredible.
I have my phone, so I did get a case for it after all. I don't know how to take the case off now because I want a skinnier one. I think I'm stuck. I don't know what to do.
You know the worst thing, like for those cases, those good cases.
I can't break it open.
Yeah. Like the worst thing about those cases is like to get it back off, you need to put enough force that feels like you're gonna break your phone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm never gonna cross the threshold. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not balling like that.
No, I think you're not. I think you're giving Keith a little bit too much credit here.
That's what I did. You know, someone should.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but
okay,
what is it?
Fair.
But why
that's
can't fair. I do it? It's not laziness. Well, I've been working on this every single fucking day, this base.
And
I see the videos, and they're like, it's small, you can't see where it goes, so I'll just tell you, I finessed it in. Oh, okay. And obviously, there's not instructions for it, because there's arrows going everywhere, but it's like, I don't know what you're pointing at.
How hard are you?
As hard as you can.
I don't know.
But I did it finesse, too.
But I did for a long time?
A long time finesse, and a long time not finesse.
Okay.
And have you thought about taking it?
Did you try in the situation?
Everybody got me scared of olive oil now.
Yeah, don't do that. Have you tried taking it to the genius people?
Do you know
and
what?
Acting like it's their fault.
I'm going to take it to the fucking Apple
it's a
store.
It's a monitor, but still.
Yeah.
It's a Dell
Act
monitor.
Like it's their fault, too. Be like, what the fuck did you do to my phone?
I'm gonna
wait a second. Right.
You put my phone in a case.
let's try something live on air right now. Because I feel pretty confidently about that.
Okay.
I think that Keith is so bad at anything like this that I'm going to prove it how easy it is. Hold the phone up, and I'm going to open it with my mind. Okay, but I gotta be able to see it. Yeah. No, you gotta turn it around and like, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you just peel it off.
What an idiot.
I'm pretty sure it's halfway there. All you got to do is just peel it off.
He bought a case for a Samsung phone, but
yeah. I made it work. I tried to finesse it, and then I did a not finesse. I think this is today's poll. Is this, are you, can you relate to Keith not knowing any of this shit?
Keith got an extra slim condom for his phone.
I think that might be a little too vague for Paul, but
yeah, I'm trying to use one of those, just, you know, those little ones that give it a little lip on top, it covers the whole back. But I got one that has three parts to it, and now I'm stuck with it forever. Jesus.
Wait, lip on top and cover the whole back? Are we on Getting Laid yet?
Hello. Hello.
You know what? Keith is the only man alive that you could literally starve to death if you gave him a Chinese finger trap. He says it's just over. You just find him, you know what I mean? Just frothing just at the mouth in a bathtub.
You just found a skeleton, but the two finger bones are still connected. Like, what? How did this guy fucking die?
I got floating shelves. I'm just waiting for the tape to come in.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put those up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm just waiting for floating technology to be invented.
what were the poll results, though?
What was it again? Oh, do you have two?
The two
things?
Monitors.
Yeah. 75% yes, does have more than one computer screen on the
Holy
computer.
Holy shit. 75%? Yeah. That's a lot.
How did you answer, Keith? Because you can't get yours put together. So, does
right.
that count?
Well, I probably hit no. I usually hit what's going on right then.
Keith's like, I haven't earned it yet.
It makes me think. I think right. You got to be honest in these things. I was talking to somebody. She was doing online dating on her phone and had me look at what she wrote. And I'm like, we're having lunch at a ribs place. You wrote you're a vegetarian. She goes, I wanted to be. No, vegan, even worse. Vegan. And she goes, well, I want to be. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's how that works?
All right, then.
And furthermore, there's barbecue sauce all over your phone.
Right.
I guess that's how men also you put their height on those apps. So
yeah.
I guess it's all fair.
I can picture it.
I want to be 6'2". Sure.
Yeah.
I want to be able to take this fish out of the ocean myself.
Yeah. All right, next episode.
Yes.
3807, Curb Your Enthusiasm with Ellie. Oh, wait, I'm gonna do Karen on here. Ellie Hino.
Yeah, you got it. Ellie Hino.
Okay,
try the letters though, Rod.
I didn't put the phonetic spelling. Was she an asshole?
No, very nice. The title, Curb Your Enthusiasm, comes from the show, of course, where I believe it 100% that Iris Bar, who's been on our show, who knows Hemda, gave her a shout out. That's
I think
what
so
I believe.
Too, man. It was so cool. I watched that show. So when it happened live, you know, when I was watching it live, I was like, no fucking way.
Right.
But I forgot she had been on your show before. And then when I listened to you played a clip, I'm like, of course. Oh, that was so cool.
And they've talked about their names and all that. Henda is not a popular name in Israel either. Let me know if you hear this.
Trotsky, she got more witnesses to call?
Yes. We would like to call witness Rachel Heineman, please. Could you please state your name for the record?
Rachel Racheli Shuli Henda Sarla Heineman.
And how do you know the defendant?
I was unfortunate enough to be on a ski lift with the accused, and for some reason Hashem decided to stop the ski lift as Shkia Sachamah at sundown was approaching, and as a woman, I'm not allowed to be with a man after sundown. So I informed him.
And then she jumps instead of him. But all right,
do you think she did that to get him to come back to the show?
Maybe, or she did it, and then the show comes out, and she's like, oh, now she's gone. Yeah.
Also, can we just say that Curb is a little out there with that Curb music being kind of ethnic sounding? Like, come on now, Curb.
And it was really just to go back and do a clip show. Because where the fuck would you get these people that you were ever mean to in your life just to show up?
I kind of loved that idea of him sticking it to the people that didn't like the Seinfeld finale.
Yeah, because it's exactly that finale.
I thought it was so fucking... I love Larry David. I don't know why it worked for me when he did it, but not Seinfeld, but fuck it. I guess that's the whole premise of that goddamn show.
I just needed another
Because now the Curb ending is the... That's the punchline. The Seinfeld thing was the setup. You know what I mean? And and that now it makes sense.
Oh man. A listener wrote in, I love when this happens. Listener wrote in feedback to this episode to say they signed up for VIP because they love Last Week on Keith and the Girl.
Hello.
So much. Mission accomplished. Thank you, David.
Excellent.
I can quit now. That was it.
Let's go.
It was that show that I was talking about going to Catherine Heller's play, The Infinite Wrench, it's called. And I think it's called that because, like, as an audience member, you get to yell out wrench at certain times and it fucks up the play and they do some other bullshit. Even if I was sober, that show would have been fucking nuts. It's so trippy. I don't know if I was able to explain it nearly right. Just assume they have the sound and, you know, surround sound in weird ways. The lights are fucking weird and you just think you're getting fucked with constantly, even though they're not picking on you at all. And then add weed to it. I really thought at some times, like, they were all in on it, looking at me not knowing what the fuck we're supposed to be doing in the audience.
You should have never said that shit about Jury Duty. That's your curse for the rest of your fucking life. Every time some bullshit happened for the rest of your life, you're like, is this it? This is everyone proving that I can be got?
That's right.
Yo, Rod, who are you talking about? This is his whole life. This is his literal whole fucking life.
Trick me.
He did acid and he was having a great time. And his first thought was to leave a voice message for me that said, fuck you. I know you think that I was having a good time. And maybe I was, but not because of you. Fuck you. You can't trick me. I know it's all bullshit. Fuck you. This isn't that great.
Amazing.
Hey, Craig, I think I'm dead. And you're going to think that I think I'm dead, but I don't. But I think I'm dead. Fuck you.
I really hate this thing where Tiger Woods is getting older and he says no sex during the Masters because sex was his superpower.
It was his superpower.
He was fucking everything. When he was winning those Masters, he was fucking waitresses, fucking hotel staff, Instagram models. Now he's done fucking, like, that's sadder than him not winning Masters is him saying I'm hanging my dick up.
You did not fuck for nothing. You actually did the worst. He did the worst. No, he's still great, sure. But he did the worst than he's ever done at the Masters with this great idea about not fucking. You don't call Guinness and go, guess what? I haven't fucked for a while. You call him and say, you had 7 sacks in 3 days. That's what you call
one thing. It was the one thing he had over the other golfers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I won the Masters, and also I was fucking everything moving.
Yeah.
And I still beat y'all ass. Now you're not fucking, hey, you coming in last?
A golfer would go, and Tiger Woods would go, could you not get in that hole right away? I'm going to try to fuck it. And that would get in their heads. And then he'd fuck
the like,
hole.
He's like, four more whores is what I'm going to fuck tonight.
You know you never saw him take the ball out of a hole, Tiger Woods? They always cut to commercial when he walked up to it.
Yeah, well, he is the back deep. Nine. It was a different,
hello.
Different back.
Hello. Oh, that's what I need. One that goes, hello.
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 And let's see if that took.
Hello.
All right, that's good. That's a button now.
That's
done.
Good.
That easy.
What was the poll?
The poll was, does your phone have a case?
Yes.
Yeah. Because if you ever put one on, it still has one forever. 94%. Yeah.
It only takes once.
Hey, Keith, how did you meet Ellie? Like, how'd you hear about her and get her on the show?
Through These people were people that our people already had scheduled.
Okay.
So they wrote, and I'm like, yeah, sure, fuck it.
Yeah. Do you see yourself reaching back out? Because I thought she was a great guest. And
oh no, that's good. That's plenty. No, that's plenty.
Okay, that's enough, Ellie. All right.
No, yeah, Ellie was great. Ellie was great, and yes, of course. First of all, I'm going to say yes to any of these, but yes, of course.
Right. Well, oh, that's right. We're not behind the paywall today. Right. All right, we'll get the real truth next week.
But I did.
We'll find out who was really an asshole.
I liked Ellie a lot. I liked asking. You know, you hear that somebody has a kid. Like, you know, that kid's more important to the mom than you, the lover, is. Even though you're the one who was chosen, what do you do? How do you get your lover to love you more? And she said, "Just make sure you keep fucking your spouse." And I could see that. I wonder if people probably stopped because. Whether they did or didn't see that baby come out of the vagina, they're probably right. Scarred a little bit. They were told, no, you can't touch at first, but then eventually you can, and maybe you're just going in that flow. Next thing you know, the baby does something cute, and it's cuter. No, you fuck that mom. You see a mom, you fuck it.
That's what MILF means. You know right. what I mean? And like, also, D.L. Hughley had a great joke a long time ago that was like, how he don't want his wife kissing his kids on the mouth after like day five. he's like, no, you don't know where her mouth is.
If I don't do it, you don't do it.
I know where it's
been. I'm not kissing her after that.
All right. Episode 3808.
Okay.
The passing of football great OJ Simpson with Sean King and Emily Walsh.
Oh yes. Oh,
football great. Is that what he's remembered yeah. for? I forgot.
That's what I know him for.
Yeah,
juice. Football. So this covers our football talk also. Yeah, you want these people to live forever in some kind of pain, but he didn't look like he was in too much pain with his Twitters and his ex. I don't Twitter yeah. a while. Just give my thoughts on the eclipse. But what do I know? I wouldn't stare at it. All right, take care. Oh, anything else on your mind? No, that's it? Okay, very good. This is Donald Trump. I hear he's shitting in the courtroom. I know a few things about a courtroom. You don't want to shit in them. All right, thanks, Twitter.
I don't know how that he crossed
impression
over.
Is so good.
Thank you. All that's going to be one button.
I love. I don't know how, but he crossed over from like despicable to hilarious.
Hey, I'm just saying.
At some point,
I'm just saying.
I don't know how.
Right.
It's kind. Yeah, it is kind of the same because what do you? Okay. Similarly to like, what the fuck is he supposed to do? He beat the rap. You know what I right. mean? He's like, he's out. What is he going to do? He might as well like wave his dick around. You know what
it's
I mean?
Just, be it's just wild because like, it. No one thinks he didn't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm right. saying? Like there's people that have done shit and then we find out they didn't do it. And even they have to like kind of sneak back in. They're like, hey guys, I didn't do that thing. Remember? This motherfucker is like, hey, Twitter world, let me advise yep. this other player who's in legal trouble on what to do. You're like, what?
Yeah. It's a parody.
I think that's why.
Right?
I think that's why, because he never dropped the bit till the day he died. Like, he kept it going.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
like, you know, like, he's winking at us the whole fucking time. We're like, is everybody, like, he totally murdered her and is just winking at us now. Like, it's still happening? Okay.
and him, a complete fucking stranger, like a do-gooder, like drove to fucking Beverly Hills. And by the way, now that I live in L.A., I know what that means. He drove to fucking Beverly Hills on his way home from work. This guy was a maniac, nice guy, and he got murdered for it. He got murdered yeah. in the face for it a lot of times. And so equally to like, what the fuck is OJ supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? I feel in a burdened position as well because I am supposed to look at this guy and not be upset that everything failed
well,
so
you can't,
much. I guess
like,
I gotta just laugh at it.
He doesn't sell anything, so it's not even like you can like boycott him. You know, like Mike Tyson is
That's
in
I
a
mean.
Movie. You can be like, I yeah. don't want to see that movie. OJ's yeah. just hopping on Twitter and being like, all right, here's the point spread for the game. It's like, what right. what do you even do about that?
But and I do
right. and
it doesn't hurt, right, if I just want to hear an opinion on Barbenheimer. Doesn't hurt nobody.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't pay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't follow him, but I'm certainly happy when the stuff that's funny enough comes, you know, in my way, you know, via somebody else.
Right.
I'm happy to know that OJ's out there.
I feel like
a fool.
I feel like his trial was everything with OJ marked the first for me moment that I realized America can't be serious about anything anymore. And I don't think we've been serious since about you can be president falling asleep in a criminal trial. We're just like, he could still be president. I don't. Why not?
Yeah.
There we go again. What if God was one of us? Oh, God. Then we're dead.
Now, did you?
Then we're dead.
Was anyone an asshole between Sean and Emily?
No, not in my presence.
Okay. And did you put them on together to trigger Sean's threesome memories?
No, I didn't. It just worked out that they got along great. Emily, I did see Emily's stand-up. They call it a one-person show. I guess that means if I don't laugh sometimes, it's nobody's fault. but it was – that was the show that I just happened to be referencing when I said, like, can you imagine you go to fucking lights and cameras and you don't know if you're being pranked in a show and then you watch somebody tell jokes. Okay. And then Sean's people reached out, and so I thought, I don't know either of them. Let's put them both together.
They were very funny together. Good. And had great chemistry. Yeah, I thought it was a great episode.
Real nice.
It's been a while, so I wrote this note, but I don't remember what his answer was. But I remember liking his answer to the Mike Tyson question. Like when Keith's like, why the fuck do we just let this shit happen? And he just like had a great answer. And I was like, fuck, maybe that is it. I don't know.
Is it that he kept playing it up, or OJ kept bragging? But meanwhile, Tyson's still doing shows and shit.
Yeah, I forget what it was. It was just some type of like fuck are we going to do? And I was like, yeah, fuck are we going to do? Yeah, I guess Mike gets to live somehow.
Tyson's about to box like the biggest, you know, fake box. Like it's such a sensational thing, and I don't know who.
You know what's crazy?
For.
I think that was his answer:
the rapist or the idiot.
Right. I think that's what Sean's answer was: is that Mike was so fucking crazy that like he's almost like tamped down.
He always let you know.
Yeah.
Right. He was going to rape your children. He was going to rape you in the ring.
Yep.
He's going to fuck you until you love him. He's going to bite your fucking hair. And this other guy, he's a Naked Gun and smiling at you, this million watt smile. That's the difference, yeah.
Yeah, and like the other thing too is like he chilled out, right? He's smoking weed, he's in movies. But he was so crazy in the 80s. He's about to fight somebody and he's fucking 60 and we're like, he might kill this guy. I don't he might just fucking flip out, flashback to 1988, eat this guy's ear in the ring. I guess I gotta pay for the pay-per-view.
You know what's funny?
I'm watching his training videos now. Like,
Tyson's.
Have you seen this compilation?
Seen
yeah, and
he's
it's
got it.
Wild how
I just wonder if they're real.
Is.
Are they sped up? Are they clips from old shit? I have no idea. It feels like the biggest.
It's promotional, but I'm sure.
Have you ever seen The Great
recently.
White Hype? Have you seen that movie, The Great White Hype?
Yeah. That
it
was.
It feels
a
like The Great
classic.
White Hype, where I'm like, there's no fucking way Mike Tyson's really gonna beat this dude's ass. But every thing I see makes me go, he gonna beat this dude's ass.
Wait, who played the fat boxer?
Damon Wayans.
That's right. God, that was so good.
I love that line where he goes, I am in shape. Round.
I gotta watch that again. That was a great movie.
It really was. It really was.
I watched that. It was one of those movies that came on the cable channel a lot, like on rotation. Mm-hmm. You know, you could always see it in the. Did you get the specific movie channel TV guide that they mailed to you when you subscribed? And I remember getting that in the mail in the first of the month and just being like, fuck yes. What's up? And then like, oh, look at that. Ski school on at 11 p.m. I know what that's about. All right. Stock up that night on February 26th. Okay, got it.
Do you think that people want Mike Tyson? See, I do think, of course, Mike Tyson's a rapist. And this other guy's John Paul? Or was that the Pope?
Oh, it's...
Paul Jake. Paul Jake, Paul. Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. Oh, Jake Paul. Yeah, yeah.
He rubs me weird. Pope, but
he's fighting Pope John Paul.
Pope right. Jake Paul the second.
But that. But okay,
wait,
for,
and,
for
and no, Robert, Jake Paul was on Game Theory, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was so funny. Yeah. He hung up on Bomani, right?
What a piece of shit.
Dude, he looked so bad out of that.
There's other stuff I can't say about him, but it rhymes with...
Of course.
It rhymes with fail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hold on. But Rod, I think if I asked you this, you have to answer. Was he an asshole?
That's true.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. See, I kind of want Mike Tyson to beat the fucking living shit out of this
guy.
That's
what I'm saying. It feels weird.
Actually,
that's
how, really happy.
One's just
I know.
One's just what? And then the other one's a rapist.
But
I think.
But also, somehow.
Worse.
Do we want the world to make sense? And the one time he was the greatest boxer of all time, so we better be able to knock this fucking guy out. When you got to Cosby raping 80 people, that doesn't make sense. That's not the Cosby we saw on TV. Mm-hmm. That's why so many people were in denial when you got to 80 right. fucking women. So it's got to make sense that YouTube can't beat up the heavyweight champion of the world.
But yes. doesn't
you nailed it. That's I feel exactly like, it.
I feel like we all know they're going to get in the ring and just hug for three rounds. Right. And Mike's going to get his check. And Jake's going to get the win.
Right.
And goddamn, I really hope he knocks him. I hope he breaks his fucking face
that's
off.
That's how they make the money. That's how they're going to make
gets,
the money.
And then gets a heart attack. Right. And dies in the ring. And leaves his money to all the women of the world.
Yeah. It says goodbye, Twitter world.
I hope he's walking down steps with a big giant check and he trips on it.
Uh-huh. Honestly,
Jake Paul
if
walks
I could,
into the ring, cuts his own could, ear off and tosses it.
I'm gonna be real serious with you guys, and this is breaking for the live show. Serious. I've been thinking about it a lot. I would literally if I could. Prevent all rapes and rapists.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I would then sacrifice myself to fall down a staircase and break a few bones.
I agree with that. That's very brave of you, and I think that's the right thing to do, man.
But you would do that. You would do that.
I would go for murders too. Okay.
If only it would work that way, you know.
I would do it.
I thought it did.
There's no rapes, no murders, and free parking on weekends.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
I would
that.
Do it. And
wait.
And
I
school lunches were tolerable.
Okay.
And then
school lunch debt is erased.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then,
and I'm pretty positive that it's the thought that counts.
Mm-hmm. The poll for this show
heard that.
Did OJ commit
this? This feels like a Black Mirror premise. I know you're trying to move on, but this feels like we're gonna take Craig to the like Eiffel Tower stairs and be like, all right, you said, buddy.
It's your diary.
Wait, Keith, I have more questions for you, by the way. I'm not done.
Oh, okay, sure.
Did you really buy women's jeans, or was that just a joke?
I have in the past. It was not that day, but I have in the past bought women's jeans and people had to tell
I me. Was picturing that.
He
I
gets
was
him home
picturing
and he's like,
that.
These don't button right.
They just seem cool. They were tight in a cool way.
They were very dice.
You're walking down the street and people are like construction workers are whistling,
right.
You know?
Like, okay.
Hey, pretty pretty.
I guess he's you went
like,
through that
man,
training
I'm
class.
Getting thick with two C's up here. Also, there was a lot of NBA hate. This episode when baseball was right there. Baseball just sitting in your city. It's definitely way more boring. And basketball took a straight. You know me and Karen go to 41 basketball games a year. I was livid. I was very upset by this.
Right. It's funny, though. You go to the bathroom and don't come back. Oh, what did I miss?
I do every time. We wait till they're throwing out free T-shirts to piss. That's what we do.
America doesn't have a lot of great, stuff about it. But baseball,
I'm sorry, Craig. You know what I mean? As you're thinking, quit hitting your mic. Well, somebody is. Well, there's a fucking ghost in there. Oh, hey, Thomas.
I was touching my desk. Microphone. I didn't realize that. Okay, but now I get it. What was I saying?
It's not important.
I'm going. You know what, Craig?
Baseball.
Let's just
make baseball is American as fuck, and it's pretty cool, and it feels good to hear a baseball game. Yeah, that's nobody's paying attention, but it feels good to have it on, and it also feels good to be like them Royals, right? They're going on a streak.
Might be the most American. You know, it wouldn't let black people play until like the 60s.
That's American. That's not what Greg thinks it means.
Well, no, hold on. They didn't let black people play in the real league. But black people had a league where they played
baseball.
That
was baseball, even better than their
And it was way better. And
just
it was
like America.
Awesome. And it was awesome as fuck. Exactly. Jazz, you know what I mean? Jazz and baseball, it's the same shit.
Is that the premise of a league of their own? I never saw
that. No, that they also wouldn't let women play. So that one's still
won't let women play.
Yeah, that one's still going. We're working on that.
I think I missed a step. I missed a step, but I think I was more comfortable talking about a rapist winning a boxing match and there's no God. the poll was, did OJ commit the murders? 100% yes.
And OJ voted in the poll.
Say no?
Right. How about that thing?
That's funny because you can find a dissenter online anywhere, right, and this is the one universal. It's like no. We know. I can remember people that were for OJ getting off even before he did in the 90s, and them saying like blatantly like, yeah, no, he did it, but he also should get off because fuck you, right. You know.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. I was in school when it happened. I was like 15 or something. And kids, first of all, we were watching it in school.
Yeah,
which is
me too. Yeah,
insane,
we were too.
Insane to think about. We if you like, that's we should not have been watching that. That's all because the teachers were fucking nosy, right?
Right.
There's no way.
There's
as
no
a
lesson.
Kid, I couldn't care.
Right.
They wanted to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. We're in fucking English class. There's nothing connecting us to this. And then kids started running down the hall because I went to a mostly black school. And black kids were celebrating. It was like, he did it. He got all. Finally, we got one after all the like Reginald Denny's and all the like LAPD. Right. Like, we finally, now white people know how it feels. But I was in AP classes. So like 70% of my class was white people. And they was like crying and shit. And I was just in there by myself, like, looking at like the other three black kids, like, we're not celebrating, right? We're not. That's stupid, right? We don't have to fight everybody in here? Okay.
And what a divisive thing, because like I can remember the disdain that I would hear from white people for black people for
celebrating.
Cheering. It's like that. I saw them cheering for 9/11 in New Jersey. And it was like, you didn't even have to make it up. It was they showed it everywhere. These people, crowds of people like screaming happily. And it, like, why do that? You know exactly
what you're doing, motherfucker. You know what strikes me in hindsight now that I'm older is because remember OJ's trial. SNL's making jokes.
Right.
Every fucking night, every late night comedian is making jokes. Black people, we always joke about fucked up shit. You know, that's kind of how America's dealt us, right? I think that moment at the verdict was when black people were like, oh, they're not laughing at the same shit we're laughing at. White people were like, they're not laughing at what we thought was like, oh, this motherfucker's gonna die. He's going to prison. Like, it was an amazing moment. We'll never have that again. All right. Episode 3809. Being awkward with Laura Murley.
Yes.
Was she an asshole?
I didn't believe so. I enjoyed her very much. She was brand new to the show. I like anybody that can relate with me about cell phone cases and directions. And I feel like somehow they're related. I feel like they're related somehow.
Have you ever been lost in your old house?
It was a shorter show. Was there any reason that it was shorter?
Nah, it just felt right.
Okay. I love how she talked about not getting jokes in conversations. And then when you said her show would make people come, she thought it was like you were saying it would make them come, like they were hypnotized. Right. And that felt,
you know, that saying, know hypnotized.
So good. Yeah, it was so funny. Come to my show.
Count Dracula over here.
And this same thing with the booking for her too, as the other guests.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
I'd look them up, and then I'm like, okay, why not? Here's some comments from about me with Laura. 13 says, nice guest. Keith, you're asking great questions. Frizz says, first laugh not even 30 seconds in when Laura says, editing podcasts really is tough, I'm sure you know. And then I guess I'm like, okay, if you decide to do that, I suppose.
Oh, you do that.
Teresa, top-notch episode. Laura was fantastic. Keith's excitement over the pro megaphone is infectious.
I would say so.
Very nice. That's pro. Pokey, he wished me a happy birthday, and I bring him up because I do find this just a little funny.
He was disappointed in you, Keith.
Yes. Well, first, on your special day, I want to remind you that you're not just a year older, you're also a year wiser, Keith, or at least that's what we tell ourselves. Here's to another year of questionable decision-making and unforgettable adventures. May your birthday be filled with laughter, love, and all the cake you can eat without judgment. Cheers to you, my fabulous friend. You make the world a better place just by being in it. Thank you for all you do for the Keith and the Girl community. Sincerely, keep on keeping on, Pokey. I was ready to tear up. That was beautiful.
Wow.
Then Pokey wrote on another thread, sad not to see any new episodes this week.
Jesus.
Happy birthday. He didn't want me to have too much fun.
Yeah, no, get back to work.
Get back to work now. You have your seven times fucking in 3 days. Now get back to work making podcasts.
He had to recuperate and get all his fluids back.
Yeah, come on. Jesus.
He couldn't talk for 24 hours after all that.
I feel like the O.J. Simpson Heisman acknowledgement.
How funny
was
that?
Just because if they don't give him props, they got to stop giving props to all the other rapists, murderers, domestic violence.
Okay.
They were like, fuck, there's no line.
It's a slippery
slope. We already let them in.
Right. Yeah,
you know, it was a conversation. You know what I mean? Right. They didn't just send that out. Like they were like, do we send this? We don't send it out for the murder. And they're like, guys, he's not the only murderer. We just fucking do it.
Yeah, right. You keep his plaque in the building, but you don't put him at the fucking greeting door.
Right. Put him at a urinal.
Yeah.
You know?
Lemon Squid wrote, meaning me, Keith seriously needs a guest host until he finds a permanent replacement. I think the latest episode with Laura was frankly awkward. Well, first of all, you think it was frankly awkward because I called it being awkward from her podcast. So I'm telling you it's awkward. Frankly awkward because this woman did not understand what Keith was joking, and it sounded like at times she was confused and offended. She wasn't offended at all. And then at the end, it sounded like she was scared Keith was about to ask her on a date.
What?
And that wouldn't have happened if he had a co-host. She would have interpreted it differently.
Mm-hmm. No one ever misunderstood you when Hemda was there.
Right.
Yeah, we all know that.
I remember all the time.
Well, we are dating now, and I'm about to fill you in what happened.
Wait a second.
What?
Wait a second. Who wrote this?
Somebody on the on Reddit.
Forums person 25.
Yeah.
If there was a co-host, she wouldn't have thought that I was hitting on her, which this must have really thrown it, because at the end she texted me, thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun. And I sent heart with the face with the hard eyes. And then she hearted that. So if it's not confusing already, it's fucking confusing now. She doesn't know which way is up. Oh, my Lord. But with another co-host, I won't have to go on all these dates.
What was the poll?
The poll was, what the fuck? The poll was, do you struggle with physical directions as well? 47% say yes. So these phone cases aren't that easy, is the point.
This person was your kindred getting lost spirit.
Yes.
But I also thought it was funny going back to the comment about the whole thing was awkward and she didn't pick up on social cues. I'm like, Does anyone else remember her telling us she's autistic? But okay, I guess I can't say that.
They like taking what the person says and then being like, you know what I figured out? Yes, detective? What'd you figure
out? She was on brand. That was just her brand. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
If she would have not been awkward, everybody would have been like, what a letdown.
Right. It's like a supermodel saying they're a nerd. I don't need that business.
Yeah, exactly. Poser.
Just be hot.
You're not awkward at all.
Here's an eight page spread of my awkwardness.
And then lastly, we have last week on Keith and the Girl obviously was just what we talked about. Gem. That was the other one, so yep. Obviously it was dope. But Q&A 149 just asking questions now that Newsy stopped telling us about all the sort of details.
Did he? I guess we have some detectives are going to figure it out, because I think I have some clues what he's fucking.
How are we ever going to know, guys?
I think I know how, when, and where. And who. Somehow who.
I think Thomas was there somehow.
Yeah, that's right.
Love the forums guests that are now hopping on the show with y'all. That's really dope.
Yeah, they're fun.
And they fit right in. Mm-hmm. No one's like forcing it or whatever. And everyone's so funny, you know, which really makes us professionals look bad, because like, motherfucker.
they just do a callback. They don't have to tell you. Yeah. They just do it.
Right. Amazing.
This is how comedians feel when Keith does a special once a year. Right. You're like, oh, really, motherfucker? Only question I really had coming out of this, are chocolate oranges real? Because multiple people brought it up.
Fuck yes, they are.
That's a real fucking thing?
They're so good.
What?
They are so good. I get them. I get like two or three of them every Christmas because that's when they sell them.
Let me put it this
way.
They're
so good.
They're very American.
Oh, okay.
Are they?
Okay.
Apparently.
Don't do any further research, Rod. It's not worth the squeeze.
I got it. Thanks, guys.
You know, my favorite candy is chocolate covered orange rinds. And like at the candy shop.
You know, that's your favorite candy?
My absolute favorite candy flavor is dark chocolate with that bittersweet rind. It's so good.
You ever have a nice caramel banana peel? now that's when you say caramel.
I prefer maple apple seeds.
I feel like you just told me that you like the Hubble telescope or something.
Right. Start with the chocolate orange next. We don't even have
you
to
walk
focus.
Past all the delicious candies to get to the orange rinds, dog. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, when I go to my favorite chocolate shop, that is
past
the one
chocolate
that I
covered pretzels,
get.
Past
yes.
Twix and
yes.
M&M and
now
everything
chocolate covered apricots, got it going on, and that's
what?
My second.
What are you from Egypt? Are you a fucking pharaoh? Who's eating apricots?
You ever put
2024?
You ever put whipped cream on a nice
apricots.
Prune?
Yeah. Dried apricots, dried
you
prunes.
Know,
yeah,
when you go to the yogurt place and they let you pick your toppings, do you have to blow the dust off of your toppings? Because no one.
he puts his bullshit toppings from outside. He puts it on the ice cream. It's like, sir, we have to go by weight. And he's like, charge me. I love them.
I want to put two pine cones on this shit.
Rod, when you're as picky as I am, you bring your own dust with you. You know what I mean? I have a little dust satchel.
That is crazy, Craig. I've never heard anybody even eat those things. People don't eat the orange rind on the orange.
On the orange, on a fresh orange.
All oranges come with free orange rind and nobody eat them shits.
It's really good. Yeah, I think. Do you like chocolate? Do you
I
like
love
dark
chocolate?
Chocolate?
I love chocolate.
You like you like dark chocolate?
Yeah,
okay, so now take a shit in it.
Yeah.
Do you like
it gets better.
Do you like citrus?
You'll love honey roasted pineapple skins.
Well, pineapple skins is pretty gnarly. It's spikes, man. Those are spikes.
Oh, sorry, I got weird, Craig. I had to be out there with my suggestions.
It's not that weird. It's not that weird.
You ever had caramel cactus?
Craig's
it's
on Survivor.
It's not that weird. Craig's on- if you go to Amazon right now, it's like chocolate covered orange rinds, number 1,000,037 in candy sales.
No way. No way.
You know those?
No way. I think that orange. I think that.
And you have to cut those bits out. Craig puts that in an air fryer with dark brown sugar on the top. He goes, what the fuck, dude?
And then he goes, oh, sorry, you guys don't like brown sugar? This guy doesn't even like brown sugar. He's telling everybody I don't like brown sugar.
You know this is bullshit, because if you go to the candy aisle, there's no candy like this.
Hello.
Right. There is. Right. There is.
Not at the checkout at the grocery store. No, there's not.
No. No, because it's expensive to make. You need real orange rinds.
No child on earth would accept your offer of this kind of
problem.
Candy.
That's the problem.
I've eaten Toblerones.
You wouldn't believe how rare and delicate these orange rinds are.
I've eaven Toblerones that cost as much as a car payment. There's no fucking way that it's because it costs too much. It's just not
okay,
good.
Let me tell you my digs, and you can look it up. I go to this spot called Diane Crone in Malibu. Right, I've been going.
You
I've
have to. It looks like it looks like it's closed. I've been, you go through the back window, getting, right?
I've been getting like this. I've been getting this chocolate since I was a little kid, because when I was Crone's had three shops in America. They had one in New York, they had one in Kansas City, and they had one in Malibu.
Right?
I've been ordering chocolate.
You ever shop at seriously? I'm being serious. You look dejected. Mm-hmm. You ever shop at hepatitis?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm serious.
And every single time that I go there, I get two items. I get the chocolate covered orange peels.
Uh-huh.
And I get the chocolate truffles. Now I
and
recommend
then the salted
that
olives
out there. Get the Diane prunes.
Those were the prunes.
You are not real, Craig.
It's fucking real. It's real.
You gotta send me a picture next time you get some, man. You got some in your house, right? You got some in your house you can go get right now?
Oh, not right now, coincidentally. It's strange that I don't happen to.
Oh. Can I get some sea salt and caramel carrot peels?
It's expensive because of the orange peels. I feel like I wasted so much. I made fresh orange juice today. I must be an asshole.
If you could find one Craig in New York City, you'd be fucking rich right now.
Yeah.
They sell it. They have a Crohn's chocolate in Long Island. Gooseneck.
Okay, I'll get on it.
Keith?
I'll get on it.
Tomorrow. Too bad he can't find
wait,
it.
Wait, Gooseneck?
I can't find it.
Not Gooseneck. It's not in the middle of all the big major cities.
That's one of their items they sell, Rod, is chocolate-covered Goosenecks.
Okay. Pudding.
You see that? Chocolate-covered orange rind.
Oh, I'm about to come.
Mail me one.
It's all over the place.
Mail me one. If you're right, I'll admit it. But don't put LSD in it if that's what's really in it. If you're really just doing LSD and calling it chocolate-covered orange rinds, that's bullshit.
I can't promise that, but I will try to not have LSD in it. I will send you, motherfucker, some chocolate-covered orange rinds.
I'm going to try it.
Okay, done. Done. It takes a while for me to get to the post office as
take your time.
Knows,
take your time.
But when you get it, you'll be surprised.
I know you got to plant the orange tree. You got to wait for the oranges to grow. It's a lot of things. Mm-hmm.
There's bites taken out of it when you get it. Whatever the fuck this looks like, we wouldn't know.
How would you know?
How do you know what it
Craig
is?
Craig orders chocolate bark, and he's mad it's not from a tree.
I like that he was getting frustrated. We keep making fun of him, and then he's like, "I'll serve you the food," and you're like, "Yeah, that sounds good."
Oh, I'm not frustrated at all. No. You asked me a question, and then I tried to answer sincerely, and then I made an asshole for even trying.
It's
Craig
not an
you use the word dejected, right? That's what I feel.
It's not even in any books like The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe,
right,
or Harry Potter. Like they have whole chapters about delicious desserts and shit.
They
for kids.
Eat chocolate frogs, Craig. Yes. And this is outlandish.
And they were like, "Orange rinds? Are you fucking bananas?" Also, we have chocolate covered banana.
You know,
Lion that tastes like boogers, but not this.
The Hunger Games. I'm not complaining.
The Lion,
I'm
the Bus,
smoking.
And the Book. The lion, the bus, and the bookworm, or whatever the fuck it was called. That's some Christian propaganda. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
I watch more like the Lion, the Witch, and the Audacity of This Bitch.
On the third day, when the witch wouldn't put her fucking hand in his side of the lion, that was crazy.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
No.
After the credits.
No. Yeah. when the Avengers show up and recruit them, yeah, that part.
It's in the box.
It's like, anybody want a chocolate orange? And everyone beats him up.
That's really what happened to Jesus. He came to the Last Supper.
Are really good. You can get those anywhere.
Jesus brought a chocolate orange to the Last Supper, and then that's why they turned him in.
Yeah. Right. They're like, you know what, this bitch, he can make wine out of farts, and he's bringing fucking chocolate oranges.
You're kissing him on the mouth? That can't be good. I'm kissing him on the mouth. No, me first. I'm kissing him on the mouth. You can just point him out. No, Lord. We're kissing him.
All right, here's a question. Here's a real philosophical question for you.
Yeah.
You're in a room with Jesus.
Do I know how he got there?
He farts.
Right.
Do you call it out?
He knows I heard it, so yeah.
Do you?
I'd have to finger that hole.
All right, it's a really bad fart. And then a woman comes in that you know Jesus is attracted to.
Yeah, I'd say I farted.
Do you take responsibility for his fart?
Yeah, yeah.
As a man?
No, yeah. Because he would then point out that I lied to make himself look better.
It's a trick. That's what he does. You go to hell. Rod, you go to heaven.
Right, that's right. That's a good question.
Chris, for not answering at all, you exist in a state of purgatory, never knowing God's love, but never being wounded by the devil's
fire. It's always a test with Jesus. It's always a test.
You don't know. I wrote down ahead of time, the answer I wanted was live in an extended state of purgatory, never going to hell, but never knowing God's love. So,
that's funny. I wrote nuts. Yeah, it's not nuts.
Right. Chocolate covered nuts, also better than oranges.
He loves them. Don't get him started. Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking
of, I love a little candy shop called D's. Have you heard of it?
D's
nuts.
Oh, got him! Got him!
Did we cover this?
We're past the paywall restriction on doing drugs online, aren't we?
We'll find out, right?
Okay.
I think we mentioned this. We did that. The woman in charge of the because you were on. I think Rod and Craig, Hannah Reed, who was in charge of the gun on the set of Rust. She was found guilty for manslaughter. Got 18 months in prison. I don't know if we knew that at the time. 18 months is the max. What do we think? Alec Baldwin's going to get something, right? If you get the most, and you're the one who actually fired the gun, and again, it's still going to be crazy to me when this movie comes out. And, you know, because that's on your mind. The main star killed somebody. Not a stuntman died in a behind the scenes that you don't know. This whole movie is crazy.
I don't think he's getting any time.
Nope.
Because he starred in 30 Rock.
He was
That's what that rock. Hannah woman ain't got on him. We don't know her. Okay.
Right. Yep.
How you gonna find 12 fucking people wherever is this case taking place in Hollywood and in California? Where are you gonna find 12 people that don't know?
It's taking place in Arizona where they were shooting. But here's the thing.
No, I have it here. Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. Also, when you say where they were shooting,
they were shooting twice.
Yeah.
And reshooting.
But here's the thing, is that
we have to do pickups. No!
And she had loaded real bullets that she was the person that was supposed to check every single one of these. If I'm an actor, I don't give a fuck. If you hand me something and you say it's something, people won't do it anymore, but that makes sense. So, you know, I don't think he'll get any time. No way. My favorite trial. Can we do a new segment?
I don't have any sounds for it.
Okay, I just did one. Okay. It's my favorite court case that's going on right now.
Okay.
Now, my favorite court case that's going on right now is the Daybell case. And I don't know if you know about this, but there is this insane woman and man, Mormons, right? She had two kids, a husband and a brother. She ended up killing her husband, killing her brother, who she had kill her husband, her new husband's wife, and her kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They found the kids buried in a shallow grave on their property, burned to death, okay? They had been telling the police that they were, like, staying at a family's house.
Then found them
buried in a fucking bucket on their fucking land, and they're pleading not guilty.
Yeah. Oh, I think they got a documentary about her on Netflix.
Oh, and it's good. Yeah. It is fucking
that shit
real.
Was bananas.
Dude, it is so wild and crazy, and can you fucking believe that this woman killed her own children and buried them because she was in love with this dude? Like, literally right. Killed them, buried them, and then ran off to a yep. month after she killed her husband and his mm-hmm. wife. And then they were like, hey, everybody, the kids are out of school because we went to, they were acting zombie-like. Right. And we think they're possessed. So they're going to stay with somebody at an undisclosed place, but they're our kids and we're doing it for religious purposes. So don't fuck with us. And then they ran off to Hawaii, bought a house and got married. And we're like, you know, and like,
he must have been dicking her down.
I bring up the violence angle when Kyle brings up complaining about the kids and it still doesn't take. How did they work this out over time?
Yo, it's so the guy, he's like a published author who thinks that they are both holy ghosts and they've been married 700 times before in past lives.
Okay.
And like they are
was
in
one time
of
like when
out.
They were kids or something stupid.
well, okay. So this is one of the best parts about that. I mean, to most tragic, but best parts about this. So, her original husband, the father of her kids, there's police body cam of this. It's incredible. He's on a work trip. He comes back to his house and he's locked out of his house. She's changed the locks of his house while he was away on work. Okay. He changed the garage code. So he calls the cops and he's like, listen, I'm going to break into my own house, but I don't want any fucking crazy shit to go down. So I wanted you here. Also, my wife has been telling me that she could get away with killing me because I'm not exactly who I am. I'm a zombie version of me that's taken over me and I need to be killed. Right. Cops document this. 3 days later, he goes over to his wife's house to pick up his kids, to take them to school. Her brother shoots him 3 times in the chest inside of her house, calls the cops, says, hey, I killed my wife's husband. You better get over here. But the police call is even insane because they're like, you want to go and give him CPR? And he's like, nah. <You know? laughs> And
I just watched his shirt.
Right, exactly. So the cops show up. The same police department that this dead man on the floor was just called to, right? Inside of his old house. He's like, well, he came over, he threatened to hit me with a baseball bat, then he hit me with a baseball bat, so I shot him. He was acting really erratic when he came to pick up the kids. Okay, well, where are the kids and the mom? Well, when I pulled out my gun, they just went to school. And then she walks through the door and she's like, what's up? And the cops are like, your husband's dead and your brother shot him. And he was like, she's like, yeah, he was acting crazy. Like not even trying to fucking hide it. This went on for a year after her husband was killed. And then his wife, she She was asphyxiated. He strangled her to death. Okay. He told everybody in the family that she had a cough the night before and she died in her sleep. The cops just took his word for it too until they got an autopsy back like months later and then never even chased him down after they found out.
It's called
just like some Mormon community shit.
She's known as Cult Mom if y'all have ever seen cult the articles mom. On social media, but
yeah, how do you spell it?
Super crazy.
Cult.
Okay.
Cult Mom.
Okay.
Yeah. You can look up Lori Daybell.
My favorite trial going on right now is Harry Anderson. He got a speeding ticket in Cumberland County in Oklahoma area. And I'm just really watching this thing, hoping it works out.
Who is it?
Are you being serious?
No. I don't
know. Okay.
I missed the name. Okay. Who's the name?
Because
Harry Anderson. I made it up on purpose. I made up a...
I ask sincerely because recently I've been watching a lot of live trials on YouTube, which like there's a whole thread and then there's like the live trial and standby is like a social comment or like a social media commentator that's like play by play a lawyer. Like that was a good objection right there. They should object, which is really interesting. But that has put into my algorithm, fiery, homeowners association meetings, which are actually might as well be fucking wrestling matches, except it's real deal shit. You know what I mean? Like somebody getting ticketed for not mowing their yard and they show up and they're like, I am going to kill you, Larry. And I fucked your wife last week. And it's like, you know what I mean? It's like just right there, you know, small community fucking homeowners. So those are really good rabbit holes.
I believe it.
I've been seeing this John Wayne Bobbitt just seriously lost all his toes. He had some kind of, Yeah, I'm not joking. He, of course, was with Lorraine Bobbitt.
Not again!
Lorraine, right. he's running out of things to fuck with. Lorraine Bobbitt cut off his dick saying that he raped and abused her, beat her up. And then they said she wasn't guilty. By reasons of insanity, meaning
right.
They believe her.
Which means,
but we can't say you can cut off dicks. Right.
That was like 1992. They believed her so much that they let her cut off a fucking dick, right? So like that's equivalent today of he put himself on television raping his wife. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy. It's crazy. And I remember how vilified she was as a, like, was and she? Now you look at it through today's eyes and you're like, motherfucker.
Well,
had to have been a real piece of shit.
I remember all the comedians and like rappers and stuff and all the punchlines were just like, what a crazy bitch. Like it was never like, she finally got revenge on her abuser. It was always like, because bitches be crazy, right? They just cut off dicks.
And he was on Howard Stern. He was on Arsenio. He was on all of these shows, frequently.
Yep.
What? Well,
I mean, why wouldn't you?
He had to prove to the world.
Well, he could also, like, he slept with over 70 women, but he could just mail his dick to them.
Take a dick, leave a dick.
He actually has a Guinness Book of World Records.
Right. He does. Yes. Yeah. He says that he spent time at Camp Lejeune in the military, and there was something in the water that slowly over the years made him lose his toes. He literally has no more toes now.
Damn. God.
All right. Goes to show all of you motherfucking idiots swimming in fucking lakes. This is a public service announcement.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Do you smell it? Have you been around it? Do you smell that? When it gets familiar to you, it doesn't mean that now it's okay to jump in that offensive water. You know what I mean? You hang out at anywhere enough, you'll acclimate. Don't go in the fucking water. There are amoebas that eat your brain. Sometimes. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows who. Just sometimes.
It also
just get
explains,
in your ear and they eat you.
If you watch TV during the daytime, it also explains all those commercials. Like, that shit is real. Where it's like, you at Camp Lejeune and
right.
this time you should sue these motherfuckers. And I was like, who the fuck was
true.
Like, how widespread is this shit that you're sending me a commercial? Well, I guess it's pretty widespread.
Camp Lejeune's Lake, true. Agent Orange, whatever happened to you, give us a call. Jesus Christ. So over the years, he was slowly getting all his toes amputated, and they finally got him all. He said his time at Camp Lejeune left him with more than just physical scars, but also mental ones. He believes that contributed to his volatile relationship with his ex-wife. So he's not denying it.
He's not
denying he was abusive. He's saying the water poison made him.
You think his toes started to fall off in the shower, and he looked down and he was like,
yes.
Oh, that's why.
honey. Oh, you don't live here anymore.
It's all coming together. It's like crying game. He's just like, oh, I was a rapist abuser.
I don't remember the trial, but that's funny if his defense was never that he didn't do it.
Right.
It's like, yeah, but yeah. You can't be cutting off dicks. Come on, Your Honor. That's too far.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She faced up to 20 years. Well, even if she didn't do anything wrong, it should be more than 20 years, I would think. But all
right. And I think, like, you can be negligent on a film set and load guns into something that somebody shot somebody in the lung, and that's right. 18 months is the
right.
max.
Right.
But cut a dude's dick off and he lives, and that's 20?
He didn't shoot anyone in a dick. Now that would have been 20 years if Alec Baldwin ate a little lower.
Write these laws,
right.
I was 26 years old when I lost my penis. I didn't even want to live when that happened until the doctor put it back on. The toes aren't nearly as traumatic, just so you know. Okay.
The doc said, "I got you, bro."
Hey, just so you know, not as bad as the dick. the subtext there is as my dick. The toes aren't as bad.
I rarely use them during sex.
I like circling back to when they came up with the law and in the penalty and being like 20 years for a dick. Absolutely. That makes sense. What about a vagina? Community service? A light fine?
You have to buy tampons.
Yeah, right.
Right. You have to buy tampons in public.
Yes.
All right, you can go to keithandthegirl.com store and you can get the brand new Diamond Dogs merchandise, the Lorena Bobbitt prayer candle. Stop making excuses for all the men in your life. They probably raped somebody.
His business ideas don't seem to work out. So he didn't have a dick. Then they sew it back on. He looks like Frankenstein and does porn. He just came out with a new branded pair of flip flops. I guess they attach to the heel. That's not selling.
What?
I don't know. Bobby recently had his toes taken off after a diagnosis of toxic blah, blah, blah from exposure to contaminated water when he was in the military in the 80s. All right.
It's really any body of fresh water. Don't do it. Save your kids.
Okay.
Also, like, Thomas wouldn't stick his hole through the dick.
They'd ever be able to reattach it. I remember you said, I did not say, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Thomas, trust me, it's super tight, bro.
Maybe he had a vision instead.
I'm good. I believe you. How would you believe me? I can see the size of the hole in the shape of my dick. But are you sure? Oh, I got to do soundboard effects of my dad's voice. They got to be somewhere.
Oh, no.
Is there a recording? Didn't he
somewhere.
Do radio or something?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, he talked to the head of radio and then he became it.
during the Eisenhower administration. I remember
right,
that.
And then Eisenhower said, no geniuses could be a radio host. Just as I was going to get my first day of work and paycheck.
Reagan!
They told me that my hour is going to be 5 to 8. But they promised 6 to 9. And if they're not going to keep their promises, I will not be the head of TV.
I passed the handshake with flying colors.
It's the best handshake ever there ever was. I passed the, then he Googles some words, the antenna test. I passed the UHF, VHF conglomerations.
So instead, I'm just going to have a church in the basement and sell insurance.
Church in the basement that my wife doesn't never, even, that my wife won't even go.
And my test pattern score was off the charts.
Yes.
Because I still have my pride.
When you guys see the test pattern on TV, I'm actually seeing something. Would anybody like to know? Just ask. No? Everybody wants to go to bed? You could just ask what I'm seeing. Okay, very good. All right.
Okay. That's how gaslight he is. He's just walking around with his kids and he's like, do you see that? And they're like, what? And he's like, interesting.
All right, so here's what you do. You go to keithandthegirl.com/dadbook. Get that book. If you don't like it, you tell me. We're going to figure something out because I am very proud of it and I do think you'll dig it. So thank you very much.
I guarantee.
All right. The very last stand-up is out now, of course. Nice Try Tricksters, it's called, wherever you get your music. And then we'll be doing this VIP stuff for a little bit. Get you all horned up for the weekly Friday night shows that we're going to be doing. So just be subscribed. Be subscribed on YouTube. Be subscribed where you get your podcasts. You never know what's doing. We get fucking crazy over here.
Fart!
All right.
Thank you, Rod, for being here.
Thanks for having
me. So fun, Rod.
Very fun. Man, so many. Okay, so just to recap.
We got the Pro Megaphone.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. On deck.
We got a bell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Classic.
And it doesn't cut shit off like Zoom does. So you can.
And I can move my mic. I can move my mic.
And we'll hear it. Right. And that's the beauty of this new program we're using. That we can hear everything. And Robert Alvarez is roommate. And shit, this is going to be a mess. All right. Everybody, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.